Let me bring up something that was a bit sensitive on the SBS show Inside last night. They were dealing with the issue of celibacy, how some people choose not to get into the rumpy pumpy in their relationships. Now,
So this is people in couples.
Yes.
Okay. What were some of the reasons?
Well, some of the reasons were they just don't believe in it. They like to have a brother-sister relationship.
They don't believe in it.
Don't believe in it, yet they choose to, you know, cohabitate together and have a life, but they decide not to get intimate, yet they might adopt. I find that really weird. If you get married, then surely you're going to have kids. I mean, that's, you know.
Oh, well, no, I don't find that weird. I mean, a lot of people make a conscious decision to not have kids.
But why wouldn't you get married to have kids? I mean, do you get married just to what?
Because you're in love and you want to be with a partner, and maybe you've found someone else whose ideas and ideals are aligned with yours. A lot of people don't want to have kids, and that's fair enough.
It seems a bit weird. Anyway.
No, it's not weird.
What stood out, though,
was... weird for thinking it's weird.
What stood out was a girl called Winona French from Melbourne. She's 28. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hasn't had sex with her husband, Stefan, for over 4 years. The reason? Well, she suffers from endometriosis.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough.
Which is a common condition. The trouble is the disorder actually flared up while she was pregnant, which made further lovemaking excruciating, and now she can't even hold hands or kiss because the sense of touch triggers the pain.
Oh, the poor darling.
Yeah,
One of my very good friends in Melbourne, actually, as well, another radio host. She's suffered for a long time from endometriosis, and she ended up having to have a hysterectomy, so she can't have children. But, it's terrible.
Well, this is a bit of her From Insight last night.
Okay. For me, subconsciously, in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, my God, is my husband going to stay around for the long run? Because, you know, I'm not able to give him sexual intercourse. And I'm just like, oh, my God, is my cooking really that great? I guess it's the comparison of our relationship to others. It's probably the biggest fear that I have, that he would have resentment toward our relationship because of something that I can't provide him.
Now, something she did bring up on the show, which I thought was interesting, and I'd really love the Zinc family's take on this. I don't know whether you want to say it's serious or not. She has said, with her husband's birthday coming up, he's about to turn 30, old Stefan. Mm-hmm. Remember, they haven't had sex for 4 years. He's thinking of allowing him to have an escort for his birthday.
Right, okay.
To experience what she can't give him.
Right.
And, I mean, there was a bit of to and fro in the audience, a few people thinking, oh, my God, how can you, you know, how can you actually start thinking along that way? And she said, well, he deserves to have a chance at intimacy. So
well, that's
this
very
would be,
considerate of her.
I think very mature of young Winona to do that.
So what's your opinion?
I'm not comfortable with it.
I'm not comfortable with it.
Having to use a sex worker to, you know, gratify a need, then surely, I mean, it gets very icky. I know we're talking on the radio about this sort of stuff, but I think they need to explore other ways. Her giving him the green light to move on with an escort can open up.
She's not saying move on. Like, obviously, she's trying to save the relationship in her own mind. She's thinking that this might help him not stray. I guess.
Could it
That's
open
the crux
up
of it.
A Pandora's box, though? If once he goes there, then the door's open for the rest of time to have that as, you know, part of their relationship.
Well, who knows? Look, my personal opinion is it's up to them. What they choose to do in their personal life is what they choose to do. Whatever works for them, and if that's, you know, that's a discussion for them to have, if that's going to help, I don't know. Who knows? If that's going to help their relationship, and she's okay with that and he's okay with that, well...
No, not okay. I just think it opens up the door to, well, I suppose, be further unfaithful.
Well, when you think about it, Bilks, I mean, it's honestly the reason why a lot of people do end up straying, because they're, I guess it's a primal need and it's not being met. So, yeah, a lot of people do end up straying for that exact reason. So maybe she's just being really mature and wise about it, and is taking that factor out of their relationship.
Well, good on her, but I just think it's the wrong move to be made. I don't know if the Zinc family agree. Do you agree that this woman should allow her husband, Stefan, to satisfy a need with the use of someone else, or do you go with Ali?
I think it's their decision to make. It's not anyone else's business. But I know it's an interesting conversation because it's one that a lot of people and in a lot of relationships would be struggling with.
1-300-891-929. Do you agree with Winona and let Stefan move on with an escort, or do you...
He's not moving on. He's just, you know, having some action, just to put it really simply.
Emily, how do you feel about this?
In listening to that, definitely agree with you, Ali, that it is their personal choice in their relationship. However, I also agree with you, Bilko, that there is the potential for that Pandora's box to be open.
Because I know what guys are like. Once you let, you know, someone else in, they'll want to go for that all the time. They want something
that
different.
That is a bit you judgmental because yes, you can't say all blokes are like that.
Exactly.
I know a lot of my friends would be jumping at a chance to do this. It's like the hall
Why
pass.
Why would they be jumping at a chance to do this?
Oh, because, well, they've been a long-term relationship, so they're looking to, you know, move on and have a bit of spice. So, yeah, I just know my friends.
So maybe then is there something actually in this?
And that's what I was about. The other point with it is, sex can either be 10% of a relationship or 90% of a relationship, depending on if there's other stuff going on in the background.
It's an icky situation, so, I know, but I think it's brave that Winona's come out on national TV to put that out there. But hey, I should be an open-minded guy. I've been, you know, repressed, you know, in religion and that all my life, but yet an opening like this just spells trouble. It just really spells trouble.
And in saying that, yes, she has a medical condition and that's awful that this is happening to her. But hell, I've been with my husband for 18 years and I can tell you what, the bedroom ain't what the bedroom used to be like.
Oh, no, man. That's right. But remembering that they are a lot younger.
That's
well,
right.
I'm not saying, I don't know how old you are, Em, but if you've been married for 18 years, I'm presuming that you're a bit older than them. So, yeah, I don't know. He's just about to turn 30. So, yeah, I don't know.
Got to sow his oats a bit, I think. Em, thank you. Who we got here?
Jamie.
What do you think, Jamie? Do you agree with this move from this Winona?
Yeah, I do. If they're both comfortable with that, I reckon, I think in my position, I'd be able, if I was not straight, go into that position of being an escort and meeting those needs and then doing that probably once every 3 months or something. I reckon I'd keep a man happy and keep him sane.
Keep him sane. I just think as a guy, it just leads to all sorts of problems. It means that you probably want it more, you know?
Well, you can't speak on behalf of all different guys, though. You know?
Yeah. I think it's a good move. If they're both mature enough to do it, yeah. Whether I was doing it, that's, I don't know, total different conversation, but that's
fine. Yeah, it's an interesting one because obviously it is a need in all humans, men and women, and some stronger than others. Some have that need a lot stronger. I mean, I know there are sex workers that actually help people with special needs.
Exactly right.
Fulfilling their needs.
If I was in that position and I could provide that to my partner, I would definitely give
them
that option.
Yeah, thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Em, for those thoughts. Yeah, I don't know. I just, I'm never going to be comfortable with it.
What if, for example, though, she could never have intercourse for the rest of her life? You know what I mean? Like, so then he's never doing that ever again. And I get, you know, obviously relationships are more than just sex, but it is a very important part of life.
It would show his love if he stuck by her, wouldn't it?
Of course it would, but I mean, does it mean that he doesn't love her just because he might want to have sex? You know, that doesn't mean that he doesn't love her. It's just it's just a primal need that humans have.
Anyway, it's an answer we won't come to this morning. We do appreciate Jamie Nem's comments this morning.
Yeah, thanks for weighing in, guys. Yeah.
And good luck to Winona and Sean as they battle through that part of their relationship. But if the love is strong, I think they'll go on last forever.